Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print impaired audience. Well, on this episode, we're going to start out with the Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC, as it's also known. Tickets are available through the following outlets, dpacnc.com. The DPAC Ticket Center, you can give them a call at 919-680-2787. And, of course, you can visit the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham. Or another method, of course, is through Ticketmaster. Okay, coming up Friday, January 20th, it's Tim Hawkins, must-see family-friendly comedian. Since giving up his job as a grocery truck driver in 2002, Tim Hawkins has been establishing himself as one of the most in-demand comedians in the country, with 300 million video views online and over 100 sold-out concerts every year, his jackwagon crew has grown into a revolution of multi-generational proportions. Show on Friday, January 20th, starts at 7 p.m. Saturday, January 21st, Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood, the legacy of the beloved Mr. Rogers, lives on with the television hit series Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood from the Fred Rogers Company and airing daily on PBS Kids. Saturday, January 22nd, the Never Gets Old Beach Boys, unless you look at them, 50 years of good vibrations. Just kidding, I'm as old as they are. As the Beach Boys mark more than a half century of making music, the group continues to ride the crest of a wave unequaled in American musical history. The Beach Boys have become synonymous with the California lifestyle and have become an American icon to fans around the world. Friday, January 27th, it's Rick Springfield and Richard Marx. Over the past three decades, Springfield has worn many hats as an entertainer and performer. As a performer, Grammy-winning singer, songwriter, and producer Richard Marx's nearly three-decade-long career has had numerous highlights. The Chicago native has sold more than 30 million albums worldwide. Tuesday, January 31st through Sunday, February 5th, it's Hedwig and the Angry Inch Musical. This is a rock musical about a fictional rock and roll band fronted by a genderqueer East German singer, Hedwig Robinson. The book by John Cameron Mitchell draws on Mitchell's life as the son of a U.S. Army Major General who once commanded the U.S. sector of occupied West Berlin. Monday through Wednesday, February 13th through the 15th, funny man Chris Rock, his Total Blackout Tour 2017. Lauded by peers and critics alike, Chris Rock is one of our generation's strongest comedic voices. As an actor, director, producer, and writer, he has created many memorable moments, including hosting the 88th Annual Academy Awards earlier this year. He's got three performances at DPAC. All three performances start at 8 p.m. That's Monday through Wednesday, February 13th through the 15th, Chris Rock. Friday, February 17th, Jay Leno. Leno's name is synonymous with late-night comedy. He is an admired stand-up comedian, best-selling children's book author, much-in-demand corporate speaker, lovable TV and movie voiceover artist, pioneering car builder and mechanic, host of Jay Leno's Garage, and he's a philanthropist. It's no wonder that Jay Leno is widely characterized as the hardest-working man in show business. legend is coming to Deepak on Sunday, February 19th. Tony Bennett, enough said. Tuesday, February 21st through Sunday, February 26th, the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime. Moving on to Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number there for more information, 919-828-5233. January 12th through the 15th, it's Lunel. To say that Lunel brings the heat would be an understatement. Over the years, she's appeared in three number one feature films, Think Like a Man, Hotel Transylvania, and Taken 2. She spent 2 years on the road opening for Cat Williams and landed spots on the hit TV shows The Middle and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. January 19th through the 21st, it's Josh Wolf. This comedian, actor, and writer has become one of the most sought-after personalities in comedy today. A regular on the hit E-series, Chelsea Lately, Wolf also released a book. It takes a set dating single moms and other confessions from an unprepared single dad. Yeah, that's a short title. January 26th through the 28th, John Heffron. He was the winner of the second season of NBC's Last Comic Standing. February 2nd through the 4th, Ali Sadiq. He's a stand-up comedian, public speaker, and writer out of Houston. His unique style of stand-up began behind the walls of incarceration, an incubator for interesting experiences and good stories. February 9th through the 12th, it's Harlan Williams. Harlan is known the world over for his hilarious movie roles and outlandish stand-up and sketch comedy routines. From his unforgettable roles in films such as Dumb and Dumber, Something About Mary, Half-Baked, Rocket Man, and so many more. February 16th through the 18th, it is Todd Glass. Todd's comedy is often satirical, sometimes irreverent, but always funny. Todd has appeared on such shows as Tosh O, Louie, The Daily Show, and Conan, in addition to his own one-hour Netflix special. Also in February, the 23rd through the 25th, it's Brad Williams. Then March 2nd through the 4th, Rodman. Also coming in March, comedians Dan Cummins and Chad Daniels. Special note, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you or family, your family might enjoy. Of course, all those family members have to be 18 plus. Adding a new listing to our program, we're going to start out or give you a listing of what's happening at the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. The phone number there is 919-821-4111. All right, Wednesday, January 11th, it's Lettuce at 8 p.m. Thursday, January 12th, the infamous String Dusters, the Laws of Gravity Tour at 9. Friday, January 13th, Zoso with The Whom, which is a Who tribute. That's at 8:30. Saturday, January 14th, Zoso with Mojo Rising, a Doors tribute, also at 8:30. Sunday, January 15th, Oak City Entertainment presents Cloud 91 at 8:30. Thursday, January 19th, we've actually got two shows here. Dweezil Zappa Guitar Masterclass, Dweezilla on the Road, that's at 3 in the afternoon. Then that night, again, Thursday, January 19th, it's Dweezil Zappa, 50 Years of Frank. That's at 8 o'clock. Friday, January 20th, the Band of Heathens, that's at 9. Saturday, January 21st, David Allan Coe with Chris Bullard, that's at 8 o'clock. Saturday, January 28th, The Breakfast Club with Supersonic at 9. Friday, February 3rd, American Aquarium at 9. And then Saturday, February 4th, American Aquarium again at 9. You can also purchase a two-day pass for American Aquarium on Friday and Saturday, February 3rd and 4th. Sunday, February 12th, Afton Music Showcase at 6:30. Tuesday, February 14th, The Works with Electric Soul Pandemic at 9 p.m. That's the Lincoln Theater lineup for, it's on East Cabrera Street in downtown Raleigh. Okay, we're going to look at Arts NC State, and Ticket Central is in Thompson Hall. You can call 919-515-1100, or you can email them at ticket-central@ncsu.edu. Tuesday, January 17th, Composer's Mind with Joe Westerlund, Carmichael Dance Studio, that's at 7:30. Sunday, January 29th, Faculty Recital, Dr. Olga Kleinkina on piano, Stewart Theater at 4. Wednesday, February 15th through Sunday, February 19th, it's The Secret Garden. Stewart Theater, Tally Student Union, shows at 7:30 Wednesday through Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday. Thursday, February 16th, Arts Now Composers Concert. That's at Titmus Theater at 7. February 18th, which is a Saturday, it's The Hillbenders. The Who's Tommy, a bluegrass Opry. 45 years after its original release, one of the greatest rock albums ever created, has been fully realized as a full-length bluegrass tribute featuring the Hillbenders. Again, this is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall, at 5 and 8 p.m. on Saturday, February 18th. Then on Monday, February 20th, Jazz Ensemble 1, Stewart Theater at 7. Moving over to Duke Performances, the phone number's there, 919-660-3356. The box office number is 919-684-4444. All righty, Friday and Saturday, January 13th and 14th. It is Branford Marsalis and Joey Calderazzo. Jazz titan Branford Marsalis is a famous son of New Orleans' first family of music. For the last 15 years, this definitive American saxophonist, who plays with the technical mastery and emotional maturity that produces great music, that from the San Francisco Chronicle. He's called Durham home, teaching at North Carolina Central University and recording albums there. Virtuoso pianist Joey Calderazzo first met Marsalis almost 30 years ago when the young prodigies worked together in Michael Brecker's Combo. Calderazzo also lives in Durham, having spent two decades as a featured artist in Grammy winner Marsalis's quartet. This is at Baldwin Auditorium, 8 o'clock, both nights. Saturday, January 21st, Barnatan, McGill, and Willerstein Trio. Each player in this dream ensemble is a star in their own right. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Saturday, January 28th, Duke Performances, The Civilians. New play workshop reading. The Civilians return to Duke to workshop a new play by Ethan Lipton about the corporatization of U.S. public education. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater at 8 o'clock. Saturday, February 4th, Chompy Concert No. 3 featuring Jamie Laval on fiddle. The third concert of the season finds the quartet exploring works inspired by folk music. This is Baldwin Auditorium at 8. Thursday, February 9th, Deviant Septet featuring Melissa Hughes, a soprano, the new music ensemble, which Time Out New York called exceedingly fun, are now in their second year of residency at Duke. This is at Nelson Music Room at 8 p.m. Friday, February 10th, the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir. This is in Duke Chapel at 8 p.m. Saturday, February 11th, Christian Tetzlaff on violin and Lars Vogt on piano. Both of these professional musicians have thriving solo careers, but when they appear together, the result is truly dramatic. This is at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. A sold-out show Thursday and Friday, February 16 and 17, is Talib Kweli. Saturday, February 18th, Jerry Douglas presents The Earls of Leicester. Moving on to Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, the phone number there, 919-843-3333. Friday, January 20th, Iko Ngroho and Weiyang Bukor. Friday and Saturday, January 20th and 21st, An Evening with Tift Merritt. Both concerts start at 8 p.m. Friday, January 27th, it is Nani, and I know I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. It's N-A-N-I. The extraordinary range of dance forms in Indonesia is a reflection of the country's huge diversity of cultures and ethnicities. Wednesday, February 1st, at Carolina Performing Arts, Bruckner Orchestra Linz performs Philip Glass. With more than 200 years of history, Bruckner Orchestra Linz is one of Central Europe's leading orchestras. It has garnered an international reputation for the quality of its performances, radio broadcasts, and abundant recording output. Friday, February 3rd, Heroes Tribute, a celebration of the music of Philip Glass, David Bowie, and Brian Eno. Monday, February 6th, the Complete Piano Etudes by Philip Glass. Tuesday, February 7th, Lucinda Child's Dance Company presents Dance, a seminal collaboration emerging out of one of the most vibrant and fertile periods in New York's art world. Dance is a rarely performed signature work by one of the pillars of the Judson Dance Theater Collective, Lucinda Child. Initially reviled and now revered, this luminous, intricate, and endlessly fascinating 1979 masterpiece was created with composer Philip Glass. Thursday, February 9th, it is Philip Glass and Kronos Quartet, Dracula. Friday, February 10th, Philip Glass and Laurie Anderson, Words and Music in Two Parts. This is at Memorial Hall at 8 p.m. Thursday, February 16th, a staged reading of The Who and the What. This is Historic Playmakers Theater at 7:30. At the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road, the Sights and Sounds on Sunday series is lined up with all performances starting at 3. January 22nd, it is Amphion Percussion, Sean Connors and Peter Zlotnick, the masterminds of Amphion Percussion, explore the repertoire of several 20th century composers on percussive instruments, including marimba, vibraphone, drums, woodblocks, and even tuned glass bottles of water. Also, they premiere works written for them by emerging composers, as well as their own original compositions and improvisations. On March 5th, it's Cello Forum, one of the few professional cello quartets in the country. Cello Forum delights in performing a diverse repertoire of classics and original compositions to please every taste. Cello Forum brings together four masters of the instrument to perform a diverse program. Two other performances on the Sights and Sounds on Sunday series listing, Raleigh Camerata, and May 14th, Blue Mountain Ensemble. Okay, here's the entertainment listing for the Poorhouse Music Hall. Tuesday, January 10th, The Toasters with Wimpy Rutherford and The Cryptics at 9. By the way, the Poorhouse Music Hall is on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. The phone number, 919-821-1120. Wednesday, January 11th, Fonova with Joy on Fire and Bag of Humans at 9. Thursday, January 12th, local band Local Beer with Wild Fur plus Onward Soldiers plus the Grand Shell Game. That starts at 9:30. Friday, January 13th, Jason Adamo Band at 9. Saturday, January 14th, Cooley High at 10 p.m. Sunday, January 15th, the Mike Dillon Band plus Zach Mexico at 9. Tuesday, January 17th, RK3 at 9 p.m. Wednesday, January 18th, Greyhounds at 9 p.m. Thursday, January 19th, local band Local Beer with the DeBonzo Brothers plus Milagro Saints plus the Blue-Footed Boobies at 9:30. Friday, January 20th, Art of Cool and Soul Kitchen present Super Dupa Fly with Celebrating the Music of Timbaland and the Neptunes, music by Mad Skills. That's at 9. Saturday, January 21st, The Fritz at 9. Monday, January 23rd, Crow Holler with Death Cadence and Hyper Viper at 9. Also at 9 on Tuesday, January 24th, it is Eric Summer. Wednesday, January 25th, Jamin Brahman, Bella's Bar Talk at 9. Thursday, January 26th, local band Local Beer with Yuma plus Arson Daily plus New Ager at 9:30. Once again, we're talking about entertainment at the Poorhouse Music Hall. Friday, January 27th, King Hitter, The Bleeding Hearts, Maldora, Pat Hurst, Shifter, MSRP. That starts at 8:30. Saturday, January 28th, Legendary Shack Shakers with The Brains, Delta Bombers at 9. Sunday, January 29th, Jalistic, Monjan, M-O-N-J-A-H, 9 p.m. Monday, January 30th, Greg Finger Band at 9. And then Thursday, February 2nd, local band Local Beer, Fireside Collective with Tan and Sober Gentlemen at 9:30. Moving to the Ritz, the club is located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Phone number there, 919-424-1400. Thursday, January 12th, the Brothers Osborne, the Dirt Rich Tour. Friday, January 13th, Aaron Lewis, the Sinner Tour. Friday, January 20th, Run the Jewels. Concert starts at 8:30. Saturday, January 21st, Strutter, a tribute to Kiss. Concert starts at 9. Sunday, January 22nd, Real Big Fish and Anti-Flag. Show is at 7. Sunday, January 9th, Chippendales 2017, Best Night Ever Tour at 8:30. And Wednesday, February 8th, Excision, the Paradox Tour, and that starts at 8:30. Communities throughout the Triangle and across North Carolina will host numerous celebrations to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day 2017. Towns and cities will host events Monday, January 17th. Many others have planned events for the weekend leading up to the national holiday. Check local websites for events near you. All right, PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets. You can give them a call at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Sunday, January 22nd, Winter Jam 2017. Performers include Crowder, Britt Nicole, 10th Avenue, New York, Sadie Robertson, Andy Mineo, Colton Dixon, Thousand Foot Crutch, New Song, and Tony Nolan. Friday, January 27th, it's the Comedy Get Down with Cedric the Entertainer, Eddie Griffin, D.L. Hughley, George Lopez, and Charlie Murphy. Ticket prices range from $46.75 to $86.75 plus fees. Saturday and Sunday, January 28 and 29, it's Monster Jam. Shows at 1 and 7 on Saturday and at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Thursday, February 9th through Sunday, February 12th, it's Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey's Greatest Show on Earth. Friday, March 10th, Casting Crowns, The Very Next Thing Tour. Casting Crowns began in, serves in, and continues to be rooted in the local church. Tickets are $25 and $45 plus fees. Those prices, however, go up $5 the day of the show. The concert starts at 7 p.m. And on Sunday, March 19th, Stevie Nicks. And also on that bill, The Pretenders. The group Guns N' Roses is coming to Wake Forest University. The concert will be held August 11th at BB&T Field. Tickets could run you as much as $250 or more, probably a lot more. Ticketmaster suggests tickets will have a starting price at $35. Pinecone's Down Home Concert Series. Thursday, February 9th, it's the Kruger Brothers with Contras Quartet, Maymandy Concert Hall. Renowned for their genre-defying musical collaborations with string ensembles, the Contras Quartet's collaboration with the Kruger Brothers bridges the line between classical music and American folk. Friday, February 24th, Dom Flemons with Kaia Cater and Jerome Blind Boy Paxton. Friday, March 31st, it is Billy Strings. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Strings is a 23-year-old tattoo-covered guitar picker and singer from Michigan who has been making waves on the bluegrass scene and the festival circuit. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.